Perhaps he did not want to dishearten the others or rub salt in their wounds.
The yellow star? Oh, well, what of it? You don't die of it.
Poor father, of what then did you die? But already they were issuing new decrees. We were no longer allowed to go into restaurants or cafes, to travel on the railway, to attend the synagogue, to go out into the street after 6 o'clock. Then came the ghetto. Two ghettos were set up in Sziget, a large one in the center of town, occupied four streets, and another smaller one extended over several small side streets in the outlying district. The street where we lived, Serpent Street, was inside the first ghetto. We still lived, therefore, in our own house. But as it was at the corner, the windows facing the outside street had to be blocked up. We gave up some of our rooms to relatives who had been driven out of their flats. Little by little, life returned to normal. The barbed wire which fenced us in did not cause any real fear. We even thought ourselves rather well off. We were entirely self-contained. A little Jewish republic. We appointed a Jewish council, a Jewish police, an office for social assistance, a labor committee, a hygiene department, a whole government machinery. Everyone marveled at it. We should no longer have before our eyes those hostile faces, those hate-laden stares. Our fear and anguish were at an end. We were living among Jews, among brothers. Of course, there were still some unpleasant moments. Every day the Germans came to fetch men to stoke coal on the military trains. There were not many volunteers for work of this kind. But apart from that, the atmosphere was peaceful and reassuring. The general opinion was that we were going to remain